Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Royal Wood's recording career has taken him around the world, working in California, places like Nashville, New York City, and also, most recently, in London, England, at Abbey Road Studios. I'll be chatting with Royal about those adventures and about recording his two most recent projects. So stick around as we get it started with a tune from his Love Will Linger EP, most recent release. This is Make Up Your Mind on Atlantic Access.
Now that I have met you, leaving is the hardest part. I was like the gasoline, ready when you lit that spark. There's no more that I can say. I think this is the only way. Baby, make your mind up. Baby, make your mind up. All your sweetness is my weakness. I'm so desperate, I can't help it. Oh, I need your love. Don't leave me tied up. Baby, make your mind up. Baby, make your mind up. Took me by surprise. Now I need you more and more. There's heaven on the other side. If we just close that door, whisper all my cares away. Don't you think that you could stay? Baby, make your mind up. Baby, make your mind up.
Just a substitute for cash. Ooh, look at the light.
speaking with Royal Wood on Atlantic Access this week and spinning some of his tunes. We just heard California Nights from the Ever After the Farewell album. And so, Royal, how are things today?
Things are very well. Thanks for asking.
You know, California Nights made me think about how you used to spend quite a bit of time down there, and maybe you still do visit with California, but you did quite a bit of work. Is that song kind of a throwback to those days?
It definitely is, and I definitely spent a lot of time in California, especially in my younger days. It was more inspired by conversations with my wife about her and her friends and all of their trips to Nashville. And when I was writing the song, I almost called it Nashville Nights, but ended up spinning it more towards my side of things and ended up settling on California.
Oh, very cool. One of your recent works, and I'm not sure if it's that album or the current album, Love Will Linger, but I believe one of those was done in London's Abbey Road Studios. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. California Nights, in particular, was done in the Abbey Road studio, and I got to use the Beatles EMI console that they used to actually make Abbey Road, and it was pretty magical time. Certainly felt like a little kid getting to push the faders that George Martin did, and McCartney and Lennon, and you know, I just imagined just all of the things that might have gone on in front of that gear. So it was pretty special.
It must have been. So I take it that was your first visit there?
That was my first visit, absolutely. Yeah. I've been to the UK many times on tour, but never had the opportunity to use the Beatles gear. So that was something special, and I didn't even know it. That's what we were going to be doing. It was just looking at the console, it finally dawned on me, and I started asking some questions, and lo and behold, that's what it was.
Do you suppose you'll be using the studio again?
Yeah, there's certainly plans for me to go back, and I've already started writing what will be my next record, and I'm going to head back to California and Nashville and the UK and probably some stuff in New York and chip away at the next record, but I definitely want to head back to that studio in the UK and pick up where I left off.
Perhaps one of the most powerful songs in your repertoire is Hardest Thing of All. It's taken from that album, Ever After the Farewell. It's a song that has gotten you all kinds of attention. You even went and produced a very compelling video. There's just a lot of emotion that seems to be happening in that song.
Well, my father passed away from Alzheimer's just before I was about to start writing this record, and at the same time, I met my now wife and definitely fell in love and had very polar opposite emotions going through me. And the origins of that song are certainly saying goodbye to my father, but also just imagining the sadness I would feel to equally say goodbye to my wife for any reason. I wanted it to be a pretty universal theme. I didn't want that song to be too father-son based, so I left it kind of open. But if you really, really read the lyrics or listen to them, you'll understand it was definitely inspired from my father.
All right, well, I'll spin it right now. Hardest Thing of All, this is Royal Wood on Atlantic Access.
Watching you walk away, hearing you say his name, is that the hardest thing of all? And you will fade away. It's getting stronger every day. Is that the hardest thing of all? The worst thing is I never really know if you knew me at all. It ain't surprising the sun still rises, but you're not here anymore. Saying I'm sorry never came easy. Guess it's the hardest thing of all. Saying that I need you now, I'm saying it so loud. If it's the hardest sing of all, I'm saying that I miss you now. It's getting worse somehow. It's the hardest thing of all. The worst thing is I never really know if I knew you at all. It ain't surprising sun still rising, and you're not here anymore. Saying I'm sorry never came easy. Guess it's the hardest thing of all. Dreaming of waking up just to be close enough to hold you somehow. I'll be waiting on the stars to fall down. It ain't surprising the sun's still. You're not here anymore. No, it's too late for me to try and explain and to open up your door. Baby, I'm sorry, never came easy. Guess it's the hard anymore. And I still love you, still thinking of you. That is the hardest thing of all. I pick you up on the corner. Thank you.
That's Royal Wood on Atlantic Access. And look, going over your repertoire over these last few days, I'm noticing that the whole sunshine morning kind of dynamic presents itself quite a bit in your works.
Yeah, there's definitely a couple of records there where I feel like morning was on the tip of my tongue. And I think it's because I grew up on a bunch of farmland a couple hours northeast of Toronto. There's 100 acres of cattle farm and lots of rolling hills and lots of valleys, lots of open space. I think also growing up in a house with five kids meant that I just spent a lot of time outside if I wanted any sort of solitude. So I watched plenty of sunrises, plenty of sunsets, and those are some of the best times of my life, growing up on that farm and dreaming of being a musician and being off in the world. And those are still the moments in the day, no matter what city I'm in, that I will stop. I probably have more photos of sunrises and sunsets on my phone from traveling over the years than pretty much anywhere else.
We're capturing this as you're planning to return to the Maritimes. Well, you're playing at least three shows.
Yeah, I'm very excited to head out to be in New Brunswick and Nova Scotia. And they can expect to hear the band and bring in the full band, full crew, my singers and drums, bass, guitar, the whole shebang. And definitely tell lots of stories. I think people will laugh. I think people will cry. I think people will hear a lot of songs from my entire catalog, as well as some new surprises. And I definitely have a lot of fan involvement these days and had them suggest songs for the set, as well as pick a couple cover songs to do. So excited to be back out with the band there. And
these are musicians that you've been playing with for some time now?
Yeah, especially bass player and drummer. They've both been around since around 2006. My singers have come and gone dependent on availability, because they sing with a lot of amazing artists all over the world. But it's good to have them back as well. And yeah, I love playing with these people, and I love my crew. I'm definitely lucky and very grateful I get to travel with them.
Well, you're, I don't know, maybe a half a dozen or so projects deep into a career that has now spanned, I think it's something like 18 years. Any sign of slowing down at all?
No signs of slowing down, no, and I can't believe how time does fly. Yeah, that first EP came out in 2002, and it feels like I'm just getting started, to be honest. Like I'm finally figuring out how to write a song, and I'm finally secure on stage and comfortable in my skin. And the person that's on stage is the same person that's off stage. And that's taken me, 15 to 20 years to learn how to do that.
Well, Royal, I'll tell you what, a lot of folks are looking forward to seeing you here in the Maritimes putting on a show. And we wish you well with that and all of your future endeavors. We're going to spin a couple more tracks here, if that's all right.
Spin away.
There Will Be Days now from Royal Wood on Atlantic Access.
When you think you're out of your mind, there'll be days when you think you're wasting time. When you're lonely, am I the Cause when I'm lonely, you're the only dream that gets me through the night. put it all on the line, expecting it to break. I jumped off of a cliff, expecting to fall on my face. But I caught the wind, to my surprise. Instead of falling, I was flying. You were right there all along, I was wrong. Walk away. Your arms are open, open so wide, taking me in, holding me tight. You made me feel like I belong. I was wrong. That feeling of unrest, that tiny little voice that flutters in your chest. Can't see the future, can't get set, can't be sure just what you're gonna get. I thought I knew that all along, I was wrong.
The Atlantic Access Podcast, a presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations Division in Moncton. For all your mobile entertainment needs, check out entertainmentplus.ca. A big thanks going out to Royal Wood for joining us this week. And there's time for a bonus track. Guy Paul Thibault has known quite a bit of success, releasing his debut EP not that long ago, enjoying chart success on internet charts all over the world, as well as online radio stations. His songs are an honest blend of maritime country, rock, and pop all rolled into one, and his delivery is as smooth as maple syrup. From the just-released album The Road Between, this is Guy Paul Thibault with Anymore on Atlantic Access.
Lost a spring in my step, passing that old front door. The thought in my head was a something you said that cut me straight to the core. The problem I think is when you left me for dead, you left me begging for more. And all these things I just can't forget, I should have seen them long before. You don't know where I sleep at night anymore. Why don't you love me anymore? Caught in a dream, dancing in the moonlight, knowing the pouring rain. The smile on your lips stole my heart away, sealed away my pain. How could I know about the walls around you when the change in the weather came? Things I just can't forget, they try to drive me insane. You don't know where I sleep at night anymore.
You don't know where I sleep at night.
You don't know what it's like in my life anymore.
Why don't you love me anymore?
Show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.